Morning, Brad. Brad Davidson joining us now. Golden Slipper winner Esther Jab is going to have a barrier trial in the next few weeks. Looking forward to that one.
Yeah, good morning, guys. Yeah, looking forward to that. Of course, the filly missed the spring carnival due to a little bit of a setback there. So looking forward to seeing the Golden Slipper winner back soon. Yeah, barrier trial over the next few weeks. And Michael Hawke saying no race plans at this stage. Steve Hewlett put out a tweet during the week sort of just outlining this, and also outlining that Sylvia's mother, a very promising horse from the Hawks yard, who won impressively at Canterbury a little while ago, will run again on Saturday week in Sydney. So looking forward to seeing if Sylvia's mother can take the step up to Saturday grade, which I'm sure she can. And yeah, can't wait to see Esther Jar back as well.
One of my favourite horses, mate, Tiakau Shark. I love these Tiakau horses. Trialing in the next 2 to 3 weeks, and then over here for an autumn campaign, fingers crossed.
Yeah, looking forward to seeing what he can produce in Sydney, this horse. We've been talking him up, haven't we, for some time.
He's just
electrifying turn of foot. He's been running, you know, solid times over there. Of course, the Doncaster handicap is definitely the aim, but, you know, it'll be interesting to see if he takes on Winks in the Queen Elizabeth. Of course, if she gets to that race as well, it would be a very exciting clash, that's for sure, especially if he can go through and win the Doncaster on the way. So possibly having a couple of lead-up runs. We'll see how he comes up with that trial in a few weeks' time. But, yeah, one of the most exciting runners to come out of New Zealand for some time, and looking forward to seeing if he can shape up to the big guns in Sydney this autumn.
Berkey, that's the horse that Paul Gallen has a share in, Tiakau Shark, and won a the mile, the Group 2 mile race, didn't it? At Riccarton, over there, Carnival, Brad. So I'm surprised. I know the Doncaster's a possibility, but I'm surprised the Stradbroke hasn't been sort of booted as well.
Yeah, exactly right. I guess it all depends how he goes in the autumn, but it's a logical race for him, doesn't it? You know, the 1400 at Eagle Farm, getting back there now on that big track.
Yeah.
It would just suit him down to the ground, but I suppose they'll look at it after the autumn and see whether they head that way, or I suppose if he you know, comes out and wins the Doncaster, they might even just say we'll put him away and head to the Melbourne Spring.
Now, what about some value today that you can find for us, Rose Hill?
Yeah, Rose Hill obviously racing tomorrow. There, a couple of value bets for me. Race 3, number 1, In Good Time. I think it's well priced there in that mare's race at $6. Resuming for the Tracy Bartley yard. She goes pretty well fresh. Had no luck at all first up at Caulfield in the spring, and then was very competitive at Group 3 and listed level down there. So I just think she gets in perfectly here. I know Lassio, the favourite, will be hard to beat, but there's good speed in this race. She'll park just off of midfield, and I thought she'd be very strong late here around the $6 mark each way. And the other each way, race 4, number 2, hit the target in the highway, $8.50 when he passed two starts coming into this. He was very strong in the Class 1 at Scone last time out, and the blinkers go on here. I think he'll eat up the 1,400 metres, and I think he'll be about 6 or 7 lengths in front of Nick and Nita in the run, who does look the clear danger and probably the best horse in the race. So at $8.50, happy to back him each way. And at Canterbury tonight, of course, the summer night racing continues.
They've
been getting outstanding crowds all summer to these meetings. I'm sure it will continue tonight. It's a small field there, but I think the best value comes up in race 7, number 3, Nahwell, around the $7.50 mark. Look, the leader, the favourite in that race, for the Gay Waterhouse Yard, is a short price favourite. Look, he'll go forward and ensure a really strong tempo here, stepping up to the 1900 metres. And I think they'll go quite hard. And I think that might suit the best stayer in the race, who is Nahwell. He's won up to that 2300 metre mark. So I know it's 1900, but I think it'll be the survival of the fittest there, and I'm just hoping he can come out on top there at around the $7.50, race 7, number 3, Nahwell.
To put you on the spot about Canterbury tonight as well, mate, one horse I'm interested in seeing, Just Serene. This is the horse that had the big spruik on it over the Doomben Carnival, the summer carnival, that Tony McAvoy has. It's 225. Are you tipping her, or are you going elsewhere in that first race tonight?
It'll probably all depend on what happens with the Terge, because the Terge is in there and also in Saturday.
Yep.
So I think she's the horse to beat. Obviously missed the start in the VJ McLaughlin and ran on well for six there. So, but if the Terge runs at around that $7, $8 mark, I thought it was a complete forgive on the heavy track first up when would start, you know, a late drifter there at Warwick Farm and has tried well since. I'd probably lean the way just at the value perspective on Deterge, but just Serene, the horse to beat, and especially if Deterge comes out, I'll be having it on top for sure.
Perfect.
Tell you what, that was just outside off stump and he just let it go.
And that's, yep. Just what I like.
Let it go. Go for your winners. All those will be up on the website. Thanks, Brad.
Thanks, guys.